Hi, from Experiment Nation, my name is Romo Santiago, and welcome to Experiment Nation The Conference Reloaded, a series where we share some of the best sessions from our most recent conference.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're enjoying the Experiment Nation Conference and learning lots. We are Experiment Nation, and I'm Deborah O'Malley, the founder of Guess the Test. Today, we're going to play a little game where you're going to test your conversion knowledge. And we're going to do that by taking a look at an interesting and surprising A-B test. You're going to see if you can guess the right test. Now, before we jump in, I'm just going to give you a little bit of context. As I mentioned, I'm Deborah O'Malley, founder of Guess the Test, and I'm a Google Analytics certified digital marketer. I have a master's of science degree with a specialization in eye tracking technology. And I founded Guess the Test a few years back to help provide digital marketers like you with real life A-B test case studies to help inspire and optimize your success. Guess the Test, if you haven't heard of it already, is known as the go-to A-B test case study resource. And every other week, a new A-B test is featured and you get to take your best guess, see if you win, and apply the findings to inform your own optimization and testing practices. So to help you optimize even more, we're gonna jump into our test. Now, almost every digital marketer has an email list and sends out messages to subscribers or prospects. You already know that nurturing a healthy email list is touted as one of the best ways to convert fence sitters into customers. So naturally, you probably have an important question that is sitting in your mind right now, which is, Deborah, tell me, when is the best time to send a high converting email? Well, if you ask this question on Google, you're going to get 3.3 billion hits, and all of them have different answers. So not too helpful. So what is a marketer to do? How are we supposed to determine when to send our emails for optimum open rates, optimum click-through rates, and optimum conversion rates? Well, we can dig into the data even more, and we're going to get things like this that say, the best time to send an email is 10 a.m., 21%, and they spike near 6 p.m. Well, that's according to one study. Or we'll see sources like this that say, absolutely, the best day is Friday. You got to send your emails on Friday. Or graphs like this that chart open rates and click-through rates and click-to-open rates, and they're going to tell you all different data. So we're left scratching our head, wondering, when should I send my email for maximum conversions? Now, many people have labored and toiled through mind-bending results trying to understand the data, answer this question. Far fewer have run complex A-B tests to get valuable results. And today we're going to deep dive and take a look at a sophisticated email send time test that's going to help you uncover the important answer to the question, when's the best time to send a high converting email? So without any further ado, let's look at an email timing A-B test that goes to exactly this question. So here we have two different versions, exact same email creative. The only difference was this email was sent at 8 a.m., this one at 6 p.m. Exact same subscriber list, and nothing was different between the email creatives, just the send time, 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Now, this is Pacific Standard Time. The test was run by Zeta Global, and it was run for Auto Parts Warehouse. Zeta Global ran the test on their proprietary email send test time. Now, I want to have you guess in a minute which test you think won, version A or version B. But before I do, you really need a few important details about the study. So let's look at that in a little bit more depth. The goal of this test was to determine which version performed better based on a number of KPIs, including open rate, unique click-through rate, revenue, and average order value. The goal was to increase readers opening the email and making purchases of auto parts. And I mentioned it was sent to a subscriber list. This was an existing subscriber list of car enthusiasts who were both vehicle and shop owners. Now, that's a really important key detail to keep in mind. They were both vehicle and shop owners. I won't tell you anything more about that, but that is a hint. And the audience was an important factor in swaying results. So keep that in mind when you decide to make your best guess. So again, looking at both versions, version A sent at 8 a.m. or version B sent at 6 p.m., go ahead and take your best guess. Which version do you think won? And you can write it down on a piece of paper or whisper to a friend next to you. You can put it in a poll on LinkedIn. Which version do you think won, version A or version B? I take it you've made your guess now, and it's time for the big reveal. Dun, 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 drum roll. Version A was the winner. So congratulations to all of you who guessed the right test. Now, for those of you who guessed version B, don't dismay. You're kind of right as well. Let me explain. So ultimately, 8 a.m. was the winning time, but not across the board. And to really understand the results, it's important to go back and look at the traffic. So I mentioned earlier that the audience was really important. Let's look at the traffic. The test took place over a period of 9 weeks, which is significant for an email study. And during this time, 1.8 million readers received a total of 8 promotional emails. Of these 1.8 million net subscribers, traffic was split into 4 equal groups of 450,000 readers each. So every week, each group received the same message, but at different times or in different days. And the email send times were broken down like this. The control group, they all received emails at 8 a.m., group B at 10 a.m., group C at 2 p.m., and group D at 6 p.m. Again, these are Pacific Standard Times. Emails were sent either on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. So, for example, on week one, the control group received this email offer on Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, and group B and C received the same email on the same day, but the message came into their inbox at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. respectively. Group D also saw the same message, but received it Wednesday at 6 p.m. So that's how the emails were sent. They ran and were sent on Zeta Global's proprietary platform. And open rates, click rates, which were counted as unique clicks over net messages delivered, revenue per net messages delivered, and average order value, or AOV, were tracked across all the email send and all the groups. And then results were further broken down by whether the viewer was on desktop or mobile. So I mentioned version A, the email sent at 8 a.m. won. Well, sort of. Results really varied by the conversion metric tested and the time of day as well. So let's look at that in a little bit more depth. If we look specifically at open rate, 6 p.m. was actually the best time to send an email every day, except for Wednesday, which is in gray here, when 10 a.m. had the highest open rate. As you can see, open rates were lowest at 8 a.m. every day of the week. It was a little bit different for click rate. Click rate was counted as the number of unique clicks over net messages delivered. A click occurred anytime a reader clicked on a link within the email newsletter. And like open rates, click rates were also highest at 6 p.m. and lowest at 8 a.m. every day of the week, except for Sunday in blue, when 2 p.m. was the best time. However, overall, Monday in orange at 6 p.m. was the absolute best time for click rates. And the lowest click rates were on Friday in yellow at 8 a.m., as you can see here. So it's interesting to note that initially, revenue and conversion rates were not statistically significant. So no valid conclusions about the study could even be drawn. But the testing team ran a second validation test looking at an isolated data set. And for this data, they parsed out the findings, narrowing results down to just 8 a.m. versus 6 p.m., the sort of overall highest and overall lowest performing times. And that's the test that you voted on, 8 a.m. versus 6 p.m. And here, the results get really interesting. Even though unique open and click rates were highest at 6 p.m., sales were actually highest at Wednesday. So let me repeat that again, because that's a really important piece of the puzzle. Click rates were highest at 6 p.m., but sales were highest at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Now, here you might be going, huh, what's going on? Why would a click rate not correspond with a sales rate? And this is where it gets really interesting. So to understand the results a little bit more, the team segmented the data by mobile versus desktop users and found that conversion rates were similar. So it wasn't about tablet or mobile or desktop. It wasn't about device type. So digging into these numbers even more, the team broke down sales by purchases compared to average order value. And here's where it got really interesting. Even though 11.1% more purchases were made at 6 p.m., average order value was actually 15.4% higher at 8 a.m. So purchases were higher at 6 p.m., but average order value was higher at 8 a.m. Well, what does this trend mean? It showed that more expensive products were bought in the morning, even though less people purchased those products. And if you take all of that, it shows that overall, the email sent at 6 p.m. achieved the highest opening click rate most days of the week. So here's where, if you guess version B, you're not entirely wrong. You can go ahead and give yourself a pat on the back. Version B did kind of win in some respects, but total revenue was highest when the message was sent out at 8 a.m. And because total revenue was highest, the 8 a.m. Wednesday send time was declared the ultimate winner because it had the biggest impact on the bottom line. So how trustworthy are these results? Well, they achieved 95% confidence. And given the sample size was very large, 450,000 readers per group, and the test ran for an adequate time period, 9 weeks, which is really long considering it's an email study. And most of the time they just run for a day or one time. And results achieve 95% confidence. It's highly likely the study findings are valid. But it's important to note that even with the scientific rigor, initial traffic and revenue and conversion results weren't statistically significant until a second validation test was run and the data was parsed out, and then meaningful results could be derived. So it's important as a takeaway to look at key slices of your most meaningful data and really focus on that if things don't always initially make sense. Now, what does this study tell us about email send time? Does it say that 8 a.m. is ultimately the best time to send an email? Or does it show us something else? Well, it shows that timing is everything, but not when it comes to email conversions. And the reason why is because different audiences have different needs and different mindsets. And if you think about email sends, you'd think a higher number of email opens at 6 p.m., for example, would translate to more higher dollar purchases right at this time. But in this case, that didn't happen. And the reason why is because different consumers were making different purchases at different times. So at 6 p.m., if you know your audience well, as the Zeta Group did, they're able to determine that car enthusiasts were just casually checking their email and they clicked to see what kind of deals they could get, but they weren't necessarily committed to buying. And those who did buy, they're just buying less expensive, lower end items. But at 8 AM, the picture was way different. And according to Zeta Global, the majority of users this time were small business owners, like mechanics and shop owners, and they were looking to purchase auto parts to fix their clients' vehicles. So these visitors had really high conversion intent and were willing to make more expensive purchases. And for this reason, the email at AM worked better for the high intent group that wanted to buy more. So these results show that sending an email that converts requires more than just strategically timing your message. You also need to understand who your audience is, what their needs are, and what offer they'll respond to best when. And then when you know that, you can segment your messages and send times accordingly to achieve the highest conversion rate. But it's not always enough to take results at face value. And this test is really important because it shows sometimes you need to dig deeper into the conversion funnel to get a true picture of what's happening. If the team had just looked at open rates and click rates and stopped there, they would have assumed 6 p.m. was the way to go. But because they went one step further and assessed the open and click rates and the impact that that had on revenue and AOV, they were able to go into a deeper analysis and find that increased open rates and click rates did not equate to increased purchase amounts. And because sales was the most important metric, the 8 a.m. send time was declared as the real cash cow. So what this study shows, it shows that there is no magic date or time for a high converting email sent. That's the unfortunate news. The fortunate news is that now that you've watched this presentation, you're well aware that the best time to send an email is determined by testing, targeting, and really finding specific audience segments. You need to know who your audience is and what their conversion intent is and what their needs are. And then you can segment accordingly. Also, this test shows that when you analyze your results, you should not only look at one specific metric, but go across the funnel and segment your data to get meaningful results. So I hope I've answered your question. The best time to send an email is through testing and really knowing who your audience is and what their needs are. I hope you've enjoyed today. Thank you so much for listening. And feel free to reach out anytime with questions, Deborah@guessthetest.com. And check out Guess the Test for more great case studies and testing ideas and ways to validate your experiments. Thanks so much. We are Experiment Nation. Woo!
Hi, this is Romil, founder of Experiment Nation. If you liked this episode, then consider signing up to our bi-weekly newsletter, where we share great interviews like this, editorials, memes, and other great content. You could subscribe at experimentnation.com/newsletter.